This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The 8,891-kilometer-long, or for Yanks, 5,525-mile-long, international boundary separating the United States and Canada is the longest unguarded border in the world. And while a superficial reading may view the two nations' political situations in parallel, e.g. both have conservative movements led by simpleton bullies, Donald Trump and Rob Ford, brother of deceased cunnilingus enthusiast Doug Ford, a wider view shows a failed banana republic to the south and a mostly functioning modern state to the north. Notably, while in the U.S., the purportedly left party is currently waging a vicious civil war over whether to expand Medicare for all citizens, in Canada, their version, also called Medicare, has provided universal single-payer health care since the 1960s. And another split exists on two services with identical names on either side of the border. A root beer company turned fast food chain, first founded in California in 1919 by Roy W. Allen and Frank Wright. Originally a stand selling that sweet carbonated beverage we all know and love in its float variants and chilled mugs. In 1923, Allen and Wright opened their first restaurant, giving it their initials and adding grilled favorites like hamburgers and hot dogs. The chain thrived stateside, and in 1956 opened its first Canadian outlet, expanding across the continent and the globe. But in 1972, having grown to thousands of eateries worldwide, the American and Canadian branches severed, when the Maple Leaf locations were sold to multinational food behemoth Unilever. But far from inciting a decline in quality, a Canadian renaissance ensued, and in 1995, the Northern branch was bought back by the chain's own management and is now fully independent from the U.S. company. Beloved by Canucks, the Canadian eatery not only exceeds the quality of its U.S. counterpart, but also its corporate ethics, becoming the only chain restaurant to join the Zero Waste Council. Today, the Canadian offshoot has 850 locations across the Great White North, nearly as many as its American equivalent has across 16 countries. So much like Medicare, the Canadian version is kilometers above its U.S. analog, not just geographically, but qualitatively. This week on Doughboys, A&W Canada. Thank you. Welcome to Doughboys Live. How you doing, Vancouver? Boy, guys, we have quite a show for you tonight with some great guests. But before we go any further, this week's roast is courtesy of Kevin Mortel. Let me introduce my co-host, Justin Trudeau, the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell.
What's up, Vancouver? Yeah, go Pats, all right.
Go Pats.
Yeah, baby.
We went to Boston Pizza last night.
Well, don't blow it right off the top. We're going to talk about this.
Why can't we talk about it now?
You couldn't wait 2 seconds?
Us. It doesn't involve our guests.
I didn't even say, how the hell, Vancouver? Man, look at this crowd is hot. So much for laid back Canadians, huh? They're really fucking going wild.
We'll calm them down. Guys, I wanted to say something. We'll talk about Boston Pizza in 1 second.
But All right, so now you're changing your mind. I'm just saying.
You said you want...
You're a little hypocrite.
You said you didn't want to talk about it right off the bat.
Can I say something off the bat? Thank you to Maxie, Kelsey, Justin, and Jasmine for these beers you brought.
Wow, okay. We got some Brew Dogs. Got some nice gifts backstage. I also wanted to shout someone else out. Hamilton, did you end up coming here? Hamilton and his girlfriend? Were you able to make it?
Are you guys cheering for Hamilton the play or Hamilton himself?
In 1876, the treaty was signed.
That's your impression of Hamilton?
I thought it was pretty good.
Did you see 1876?
All right, I may have gotten the century wrong.
When you rap, it is very scary. You went back and forth. It got me scared up here.
Yeah, it was involuntarily convulsing. It was my body rejecting rhyme. I hope you guys made it here. I'm glad you guys made it here safe and sound. I know you guys had a little bit of a fracas earlier, but I'm glad that there's no. We're in a vehicular accident, and thankfully, I don't know. Actually, I'm saying thankfully everyone's okay. I don't know. I'm assuming so. If they came here,
yeah. If you came to the show and someone's dead, you are fucked up.
Also, a massive Raptors fan. My East Coast team I'm rooting for. I hope the Raptors make the finals again.
That's such bullshit.
What a back-to-back thing that would be.
That's such bullshit.
Lose their best player and still are ascending to the 2 seed in the East. Very impressive.
If the Raptors are on screen, like Jurassic Park, the movie screen, I'll root for them. But if we're on the court, no.
You root for the Raptors in Jurassic Park?
All right, you know, I realized that I shouldn't be rooting for the Raptors. It's cool when they open the doors in Jurassic Park.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
You learn a little something from that? That's what those things are for.
I burst through them like the Kool-Aid man every time I go to a room.
We have a lot to get through.
Yeah,
we're
going
to talk about Boston Pizza.
Okay, let's talk about it. We went to Boston Pizza last night.
Do you guys... Some booze I'm hearing.
Guess what? Hold your booze. We liked it. We said last night that it was like very much like a Chuck E. Cheese.
It was like a better... It was the pizza quality
Chuck
was
e. Cheese.
Like a better Chuck E. Cheese. And it was nice that they had a full bar. I was not expecting that a lot of the...
I liked the crust. It reminded me of like 90s shitty pizza.
It was...
Like a three and a half fork and forks and I liked it. It was nice.
No reaction to that.
No.
No one loves it. No one likes this place. You characterized it in an interesting way. You said it wasn't shitty good, it was good shitty. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah.
What's the difference?
What's
something that's shitty good?
Shitty good?
Yeah.
Shitty good is like, I don't know, shitty, Dorito, I don't know, something that's bad for it. What are you saying? This podcast.
Disagree on the good part. It's just plain shitty.
It was good shitty.
It was good shitty. It was low quality, but it's like executed to a degree of proficiency.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I did whatever.
Yeah.
For something that we're going to eat at like after midnight after we'd fucking been on a flight all day.
Which we need to talk about. We need to talk about this flight. Can I get into it?
Yes, please.
Okay, first I'm going to hit you guys with a drop.
Wow.
Play it, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number
45.
1, 2, 3, 45.
I like President Trump.
The Trump, the number 45. Orange buffoon.
I like President Trump.
Oh, boy.
The Trump, orange buffoon.
I like President Trump.
The Trump, Mambo number 5.
I mean, of course, Trump. Fucking stud.
Mayor Pete 2020.
There we go.
Two very incriminating pieces of audio in isolation for us.
Funny enough, can't find the email. I took a picture of us, too. Oh, well. I thought that this was the only place that we could kind of play that drop. In Canada, we don't.
Because it pertains to American politics?
Yeah.
You think in the States people would get too heated?
Yeah, people get too upset.
They get too hopping mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, fuck Mayor Pete, and the rest they'd be okay with. We were on a plane.
I got this.
You got it.
It's from Pete. Hi, Mitch.
From Pete?
Hey, Mitch, this is my first drop, but nothing else. It is short. Enjoy. Also, you can play this site from my, you can play the drop from my site here. Whatever. Pete, his Instagram handle is pete.a.dead.horse.
Mitch, hopefully this drop can bring our nation together. With one drop, that can become a ripple that would turn into an ocean of votes that will take this man out of the White House and usher in a new century of progressive politics.
This is your Mayor Pete impression?
I have been learning to talk like Obama. My voice is unnaturally lower.
You don't have to do an impression. You just sound like Mayor Pete.
Wow, that's the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
He said, Bernie 2020, Weiger Mitch 2024.
Jesus Christ.
P.S. The Atlantic Ocean is better than the Pacific. Uh-oh. He's from Brooklyn.
I don't like that Bernie 2020 into Weiger Mitch 2024, because that suggests either Bernie loses or we're running as Republicans.
Also, you know how like people are like afraid to have Bernie win because he's old and like they don't think he'll be around? It's double that for us.
Oh yeah. Are you kidding?
We won't even be alive in 2024. Okay, so we took our flight here.
Yes.
And on the plane, we noticed a man watching episode one, The Phantom Menace.
An older gentleman.
And I started taking pictures of him. Fucking put it on my Instagram story. And then he went right into episode two.
Credits rolled in episode one, right into episode two. Attack of the Clones.
This older man.
Transfixed.
So while he was watching that, another man came on the plane and said...
He got on the plane late. He was like rushing onto the plane, just barely made it, and went to put something in the overhead compartment.
And he was like, hey, I'm going to move this bag. If it's anyone's bag, it was the man watching episodes one bag, but he didn't hear because he was watching episode one.
Yes.
So he moves the bag, and then the flight lands, and the guy whose bag got moved is all upset. He's like, where's my bag?
The Star Wars enthusiast puts away his laptop right in the middle of the scene where Anakin tells Queen Amidala that he doesn't like sand. It's too coarse and it gets everywhere. But then he gets up and opens the overhead compartment and is like, where's my bag?
Where's my bag?
Who moved my bag?
Here's the thing about it. The man who was watching Star Wars Episode One was Brian Henson.
Director of Muppet Treasure Island.
The son of Jim Henson.
Yes.
And the man who moved his bag was RZA from Wu-Tang Clan.
And RZA was like sitting there like trying not to say anything.
RZA was afraid of Brian Henson. RZA was like, oh shit. And just sat there as Brian Henson's like, who moved this? He's so mad. RZA and Brian Henson.
He was all upset. That's a surprising celebrity beef. I worked for Brian Henson for a little bit.
Brian Henson, of course, didn't say anything to him at all.
Well, it was an awkward situation to be like, oh, this guy's in the middle of... I don't know him that well. And then he was in the middle of clearly some sort of conflict. And I didn't want to be like, hey, hi, remember me?
Someone moved your bag.
I know who moved it.
And also, when we were at the security check-in... Tim Meadows cuts right in front of us.
Another celeb. Probably heading up here.
Yeah.
Everyone here wishes they were at his show.
It's true. I looked at you and I looked at Weiger and looked at him and I was like doing a test to see how long it would take you to realize it was him. And I think it was about 15 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't. I didn't realize there was anything notable about it. I didn't realize someone cut in front of us.
Yeah, yeah. It was Tim Meadows. The ladies' man himself.
Mitch, is it true? This is something we were told, and I wanted to see if it's true with the people who are in the audience. There are no Taco Bells anywhere in British Columbia. Is that true? No. There are some Taco Bells. Are there no Taco Bells in Vancouver? There's like two in Vancouver. Okay.
We heard that it's because of like some old millionaire man, right? That he
so,
won't.
Some eccentric guy has the Taco Bell license that he's using for his own nefarious purposes and refuses to give it to Yum Brand so they can expand.
Can you get in trouble for telling a crowd of people to kill someone?
I mean, I don't know the laws in Canada as well as I do in the U.S., but I'm going to assume yes.
Okay. Then I'll say nothing.
I did have a quick... We have some great guests we should get out here, but I did have a quick thing I wanted to say real quick that's pertinent to being in Canada. That was that was an interaction I had in the U.S. So... obviously, everyone here knows about all the Justin Trudeau brown face scandal thing, because I think he did it like 40 times, so it's kind of hard to miss it. But when that happened, so rarely does any news related to Canadian politics trickle south of the border into the States, but that was one of the stories that was like on the news and everyone knew about it. And so I was late for work one day, and instead of taking the bus, I had to take an Uber.
Oh, interesting.
The Uber driver. Yeah, I'm late for work sometime. I got there on time, but I just had to alter my commute.
I was late for work and I got there on time?
I was running late for work.
Okay.
And I would have been late if I'd taken the bus because I missed the bus I needed to get on. Anyway... The point of the story is the woman was the older woman driver I was striking up a conversation with, and she brought up the Justin Trudeau thing, and she was like, "Oh, did you see this Justin Trudeau thing? I think it's horrible." And I'm just like, "Oh yeah." And she's like, "I mean, the way they're treating him." And then she goes, "I mean, I used to dress up like that all the time."
What?
And it's because I love other cultures. Like, she was like defending it. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Dear God.
Yeah, anyway, I tuck rolled into oncoming traffic because I didn't know what else to do. It's the fucking most uncomfortable Uber ride. Wait, the Caesar drink. That's something they don't have in the US, they have up here.
Yeah.
We wanted to mention the Caesar.
We do want to mention the Caesar.
The Bloody Mary with Clamato, yes?
Yeah.
One of your favorites.
I haven't had it since I've been back. We had it at the Fable Diner when we went to the Fable Diner last time we were here.
Wow.
We really like the Fable Diner. We waited about 7 hours to get in, but it was great when we got. I got a dried chicken eggs Benedict. Do you remember that?
No, I don't. I honestly don't remember what I had.
There's a chance that I died that day, and this has all just been like a hospital bed dream since then.
God, what a fucking weak-ass fantasy to be living in. It sucks. guys, we've got some terrific guests. You ready for our guests? Yeah! They host the amazing improvised musical podcast, Off Book. Make some noise for Jessica McKenna and Zach Reno! Jazzy gyrations to the Cats soundtrack on your entrance.
A baffling musical and an even more baffling film somehow.
But a great jam.
Thank you for having us.
Oh my God, what a treat.
What did
you say? Some jazzing gyrations?
Jazzy gyrations.
Jazzy gyrations. What's going on today?
He couldn't say no to the alliteration. He had to, and we did gyrate a little.
Yeah, that's true.
A little.
Sometimes you can cut it back on the alliteration. Oh God, I can't say alliteration. God damn it.
It's okay.
Sometimes you should cut it back on the little...
You'd like to alleviate the alliteration?
On the alliteration.
thank you guys so much for being up here. Like us, it's kind of a quick turnaround in Vancouver, British Columbia. Have you spent much time in the BC?
No, first time. First time in the BC.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, loving
Same.
It.
Same
so
great.
Pretty.
We got bikes this morning.
We biked around Stanley Park.
Oh, Ooh. What a treat.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Hey, guys, good job
Great
on your
job.
Part.
It is so nice.
I don't know which one of you did it, but...
Good job.
Really good job.
Pat yourself on the back. You. We were a little sleepy, and we went for it, and it was a great choice.
It was the best move.
Yeah.
Mitch, what were you calling Vancouver? Were you calling it the Couve?
The Couve?
I called it the Couve. Do people do that? Oh, hell yeah. No, they don't.
Whoa, what a unilateral mix. That was like thumbs up, it was boos, it was yeses.
I
think almost everyone made a noise.
Everyone made a noise, and I'm confused as ever. Do people call it the Couve?
No.
No.
Do
no.
you want to?
No.
Okay.
Jerry's out.
I also call it Vancouver. Does anyone call it Vancouver?
Vancouver.
Is
like a Muppet who they tried once and then decided was not good enough to bring back.
Brian Henson, cut him out.
Brian Henson.
That's what I remember. The new Muppet movie. The last movie I saw with my dad was the new Muppet movie.
That's sweet.
With Amy Adams one.
The Amy Adams one, but I think my dad was like, "Who the fuck is like Walter?" Fair. So like the last movie I saw with my dad is like, "Who's this fucking whistling Walter guy?"
Fair question.
I agree. Yeah. Get him out of there.
Do you think that's what did him in?
You know what? No one says that about... No. I give him credit. I like that, actually. Well, I actually got one.
I wanted to ask you guys about pre-show eats, because your show in particular is quite mentally and physically draining. You have to improvise songs. You have to sing a sentence and then sing a subsequent sentence that rhymes. And you're coming up with it out of the top of your head.
Wow, what a break. You guys should put this on your website.
I will. This is an amazing pull quote. They sing a sentence, and then they sing a sentence that rhymes.
Do you keep it light? Do you eat anything? Do you just lube up the pipes with some liquid? What do you do?
It varies. I think, like, in this particular instance, it was a weird pocket of time. Post A&W, sound check, then coming here. We did just... each have a beer and like a few edamame.
We're coming in with weird energy.
Yeah, that's weird energy,
I
think, safely. It was not a low ABV and it was not that many edamame.
The only things that really will mess with singing, like dairy. Dairy is bad.
Yeah, that's brutal. Yeah.
And then also, if you eat things that generally make you feel like garbage, that will affect it.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
I mean, this is a little teaser. I was worried about how I was going to feel, but I felt great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I felt and feel great.
I remember hearing watching an interview with Jeff Tate, the lead singer of Queensryche, and he was saying that...
What?
What?
You guys remember Queensryche, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay. They were kind of big in the 90s. They had a few hits.
Queensryche?
Queensryche, yeah. They're a Seattle band. They are a Seattle band.
Okay.
But anyway, Jeff...
How many times are we going to do that over the course of the show?
Okay.
Innumerable.
Oh, no.
Speak in unison or say okay. Both.
Right.
He had this amazing, like, baritone voice. Just like this voice with a lot of character to it. But he was talking about how he likes a hot liquid when he's singing. And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Yes. And also, I think cold water is... bad.
You'd prefer room temp.
Room temp.
Yeah, because it makes your vocal cords will like seize up. Just like if you jump into like a cold pool, all of your muscles go. Have either of you been in a pool before ever?
Yeah, a few times.
You guys know about pools?
Yeah.
It's been a good decade for me, but I've been in them plenty of times.
You got to. They're great.
Yeah.
Cool.
My issue with pools is that I cannonball and the water all comes out of the pool. Cold water's bad.
It's not like irreversibly bad. It's just not top tier choice.
Not ideal.
Here's the thing. Water is the worst drink. We all know
We all know. We all know. I'm with you. It sucks.
No, it sucks.
There's so many choices and
add
it's coming
powder.
In with nothing.
No. It's got nothing. It's a plain nothing. You
I'm
add
with
some
you.
Syrup, you got a party. You Y'all got some bubbles.
You got something.
You got something.
You two are absolutely wrong.
If it's cold, that's the only way I can do it. So I don't like room temp water at all, Wags.
I love water.
Ugh, of course.
Yes. Yes.
Whoa. We sat appropriately. Boo water.
Boo water. We did. We'll get into that too because we were talking about dairy. That side had dairy at lunch, I noticed.
And you and I did not.
And our voices sound great.
Where are my water freaks out there in Vancouver? Hashtag H2O.
H2O!
How many of you people don't like to drink water at all? Hashtag H2No.
Wow.
So water haters.
Yeah, honestly, looking around this city, it seems like people hydrate. So
seems like a pretty
I'm
healthy
not surprised.
City.
Yeah, it feels healthy, feels like clean and crisp. So I'm not shocked that we're... The minority vote?
It's just wild to me because it's like some huge percentage of your body. It would be like being like, sunlight? No thanks. A thing I need to survive, literally.
Hold on a second now. I think I might be on board that. The no sunlight train.
We were talking
I'm going to go outside and get a sunburn and look like a big fat tomato.
not saying direct sunlight for 20 hours on end.
All right, I like it that it gives life and so on and so forth.
We were talking before the show with a couple from the Yukon, and they were saying that the there's periods where there's like 18 hours of darkness, and you were like, "That sounds great. I want to go."
I did, and they were like, they're like, "Oh, you know, you want to go when it's like 21 hours of light?" And I was like, "No, I want the dark one." And they were like, "What? Why?" And I said, "Get off the stage. Your time's up."
I'm actually kind of with you on this one. That actually does sound great.
Oh, you're a night person.
Yes.
Man.
Like the vampire. No, no, but like that sounds great. I mean, I'm from California. We don't get a lot of rain. It's sunlight all the time.
All the time.
So like that, just the mixing it up of it sounds cool.
I like a little rain, and that's the way I like my water coming down from the sky.
Yeah.
God's water or none at all.
If I'm not getting it through my head, I don't want it.
Mitch, you gonna hog all of those beers for yourself?
No, I'm not. But I realize that we don't have any cups for Jess and Zach, so we fucked up.
Well, you know that those are their own drinking.
There are individual
right?
cans. You could just distribute.
It's four beers, but it's two different
there's
flavors
cups backstage.
Of beer.
I'll go grab some.
Okay, yeah, Zach's gonna grab some.
Oh, Zach's leaving
well,
to get more beer.
Never was there ever a guest so clever and magical, Mr. Mustafelis. Bump ba dum bump. Oh, never was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mustafelis.
Wow. You could have.
Pretty good.
The correct words were ba-dum-da-dum-da.
And they were pretty good.
People were singing it, but were embarrassed to be singing it.
Yeah, that makes that
nervously looking around, being like, "Will this get me my ass kicked? Will this get me my ass kicked?"
The answer is yes. I unironically like Cats a lot, but it is a baffling musical.
I know,
and a bad movie.
Old Deuteronomy lived a long life. He was a cat
Time.
Who lived. Oh God!
It's okay, keep going. I shouldn't have cut you off.
Many lives in progression. I forget it.
Close.
He was famous in proverb. In they think I'm cool. I can't be doing this.
That was great.
Famous in proverb and famous in rhyme.
And I forget. And the next line is crazy.
A long time.
But
before
isn't it?
Before
Queen
Victoria's
succession. Succession.
Yeah, look, you kind of know words to Cats.
I learned that in Memories for Armin Weitzman's sketch, and I got there to the theater. I bought both of them on iTunes early on back in the day for $1 each and sat in them in my car all week and learned both of them. I got there, and he's like, "We're not doing the songs anymore."
What's the other one? Memories?
Yeah.
You know Little Memories?
A little bit. I don't know. I don't. This was also like a decade ago.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it.
Memories, all alone in the moonlight.
That's the part we want.
Nothing.
A beautiful voice, not tainted by dairy.
Nothing but the hits.
Man, it rang out.
Yeah, it really did.
Oh, man. Ooh, I'm sweating bullets.
Mitch, did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? You know, before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about 10 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for more than 15 subscriptions each and every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about.
Wow. Wags, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Doughboys Patreon, the Doughboys Double, bye-bye.
Mitch, I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you themselves, Wags.
Wow. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Wow.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/doughboys.
Do it. Today's episode of Doughboys is brought to you by Helix. Wags, I've had a Helix mattress now for 6 years, maybe 7 years.
Wow.
It's been a while. It was pre-pandemic, I know that much.
Man.
I know. And you know what? My sleep has greatly improved. I love my Helix mattress. It's like a cloud. Wally and Irma sleep in there together. They love it. They don't want to leave the bed.
Cute.
I don't want to leave the bed. Probably bad for you. You know what? Anytime I'm late here, blame it on Helix.
Wow.
I'm sleeping away.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, Wags, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. Models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, which is a problem for me. I heat up.
Problem for me, too. And if your spine needs some extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It's the perfect combination of comfort and support.
Wags, I took the Helix Sleep Quiz, and I was matched with a Moonlight Lux mattress because I wanted something that felt nice and soft, just like me.
Wow. And not only is the mattress the best you've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy, as you were telling me. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box and straight to your door for free.
You know what? Ross Kimball helped me set it up. Good guy, Ross.
Shout out to Ross. Plus, Helix mattresses all come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on the model.
And now Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/doughboys and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Helix Partner 20.
Hey, Mitch, this ever happened to you? You walk into a store, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get myself a bottle of wine. What the hell do I get?
Wags, it happens to me all the time. I get wine anxiety. I don't know what the hell to do.
That's why I love our next sponsor, Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a box of the market's best quality wines however often you'd like for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores.
How do they do it? Naked Wines connects winemakers and wine drinkers directly, allowing for vineyard-to-your-door delivery at up to 60% off what you would pay in store. By cutting out the traditional retail middlemen, costs, and markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality.
As a result, you'll get exclusive access to hundreds of top-quality, award-winning wines at huge savings, making Naked Wines perfect for any type of wine drinker.
Wags, I got sent a box of Naked Wines, and you know what? It was delightful. I had a few people over the Oscars. I was popping reds, popping whites. Everyone was satisfied.
Yeah, you know, they sent over a Chablis, they sent over a nice Burgundy, they sent over a Chardonnay, sent over a Cab Franc, they were all winners for me. Me, I personally like the Cab Sauvignon they sent over. The wine is so good, and it's such a good deal.
They told me they were sending over a Burgundy, and I said, uh-oh. You ever see Anchorman?
Yeah, you worried it was Ron Burgundy, but no, it was the wine. Naked Wines has been around for over 10 years and funds over 90 independent winemakers. With no commitments or membership fees, you can enjoy Naked Wines hassle-free. And the best part, every bottle is a passion product from an independent winemaker, so you are literally making an independent winemaker's dream come true.
Wow. So head to nakedwines.com/doughboys and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website and put in doughboys for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included.
That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. That's nakedwines.com/doughboys and use the code and password doughboys and grab 6 bottles for just $39.99.
One last time, that's nakedwines.com/doughboys, code and password doughboys for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Do it.
So we're drinking some real beer, but we're also talking root beer. Do you guys...
Wow.
Do you guys like...
A Segway King.
That's what I bring to the table.
A Segway King.
Do you guys like root beer? Where does it stand on your in your tier of carbonated sweet beverage?
Okay. I love it. I'm a big Coke head, and I had...
clarify, please clarify.
I'll let it
please
hang. And I had a real DP moment in middle school. But...
Do you know?
Who's to say?
All right.
But I think root beer is very high in my pantheon of soda, but as is, which I almost got, but then decided not to because the root beer was so perfect, but cream soda also very high.
Love cream in my mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I failed you. I didn't actually have it, but thank you for... Wait for the beer. Got it. You're watching this. You're not a cream soda fan. Okay, great.
No, the beer is called Candyland, and it's some sort of a vanilla-y beer.
How fun.
Should I pass this down?
Beer with strawberry and vanilla. Beer
ooh,
is...
did
oh,
you
so
bring
this
me?
Is... Yes.
Cheers.
Thank you. Yeah. This is cream soda adjacent, then.
Okay,
that's
great.
That's a lot. That's
it's a very beautiful can.
It is very... It's a very... Yeah, it's very pretty.
It has this sort of ruby color to it.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, are you...
Ooh.
A...
Yes. I like yes. it. So there is a cream soda called Big Red.
Okay. Oh, I've had Big Red.
It's a Southern thing,
oh
right?
Oh, my God.
And this is... That's great. It's
that's
got a
great.
Little... Ooh, that's great.
Whoa.
That's dangerous.
What's you could, the ABV?
You could feed that to children.
6%.
Yeah, it goes down easy.
Nick, take note.
Jesus Christ.
It's so nice to sit back and relax in your tropes. I feel it's like being coming back home, you know?
Yeah. Zach, root beer, where do you stand?
Love it. I think it's one of my top three, maybe top two sodas that I drink. I don't drink a ton of soda anymore, but root beer is way up there.
What else is in there?
It's probably, and this is mostly, not that I drink it now anymore, but like from growing up, it's Cactus Cooler.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It's a wild like choice. Orange pineapple thing.
Yes.
That probably took years off my life.
It's so good.
That was my fat kid lunch drink every day
hell
for
yeah.
like all of middle school.
If I rolled up to a birthday party with that was sporting a liter of Cactus Cooler, I knew it was going to be a good time.
Turn up.
Yeah.
Turn up in this bounce house with this Cactus
hell yeah.
Cooler.
Hell yeah.
Why, you said it's your fat kid lunch drink, the
yeah.
Cactus Cooler, so you're drinking it now? Fucking fat ass.
It's always nice when you have like a support structure from a friend you love.
I'm a
you,
man.
You two work together. I know you're a
I'm
man.
I'm a man.
You shouldn't have made that Coke joke because at 2 a.m. I'm going to go up to you like, are you serious about that Coke thing? You got anything on you? You didn't ask me about how I feel about root
beer. I was going to get to you.
Okay.
I want to start with our guests.
Oh, no, that's fair.
What do you
they
think?
They work together and they like each other and they're nice to each other.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. I don't get it.
How does that, what happened with us?
We were wondering if we should be leaning into your dynamic on this podcast.
Yes, you have to be mean to each other from here on out. You're on my team and he's on his team.
Yeah, I can't believe you like water, you freak.
Yeah.
It's too much power.
Mitch, where do you stand on root beer?
I like root beer a lot. It's not my go-to. I love a root beer float. It's not my go-to soda.
Yeah.
Because I'll just do like Coke. I like Coca-Cola. But it reminds me of like dads. It's like a great dad drink.
Are you talking about dad's root beer?
No. Not specifically, I mean dads in general.
Dads yeah. do like root beer.
Dads love a root beer. Like, I'm going to have a root beer. Or Dr. Pepper. Two dad drinks.
I don't.
Dads
I don't
love DP.
Yeah.
Very
dads
good.
Dads like root beer and Dr. Pepper. I'm telling you. They like a little spicy. Like, hey, a little spice for the movie.
In that sector, it's known as the pepper soda. The Dr. Peppers.
Yeah.
All the ripoff variants like your Dr. Stars, your Dr. Sizzles, your Dr. A+.
Your Mr. Pibbs.
Your Mr. Pibbs are all
yeah.
pepper sodas.
Are any of them... But the like prune is the operative flavor there, isn't it?
Dr. Pepper has something like 32 noted flavors or something like
it's
that.
It's got
you can't
one
have
of them
that many noted flavors. Because as soon as you have that many, you have none. If I was like, this is a painting of, this is a small painting of 100 geese. It's actually a painting of no geese.
I got some people who do pointillism who really want to argue with that.
Zach, I'll commission that painting for $10,000.
Done. Verbally binding, done.
It's all geese and no geese.
I'm ready to be the pariah on the panel. I don't love root beer.
Wow.
But I just it's just not my choice. I like something with...
It doesn't taste enough like root, if you ask me.
I go towards I love Dr. Pepper. I love Coca-Cola.
Nicholas.
I like DP. A Sprite. I love DP. Sprite. I love a Sprite, like a lemon lime soda. Mm. But root beer, I never gravitate towards. But I will say, this week's chain A&W executes a very good root beer, and in particular, that frosted mug is something else.
So man alive.
It really is something. If you haven't been to A&W Canada, maybe some of our PR listeners in the States who aren't here today, they have mugs literally in like a fucking freezer, and they're cold as shit. And they take them out of there, and they're like covered with ice, and they put the root beer in them. Or if you got a root beer float, they put some ice cream and root beer in them, and it's a delight.
There were four of them on a tray, and yes. I made you pick it up. I was like, Nick, how heavy do you think this tray is going to be? And then I said, it's 3 times heavier than that.
I picked it up, and then I became the King of England.
Yeah.
It's like heavy. It was so fucking heavy.
It's like Excalibur.
Yeah. They were true mighty glass mugs.
It felt good to cheers them.
It felt great.
Even though we were cheersing a soda, much like a child would do.
You could really brain somebody at a post-Canucks playoff game riot.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Right after you get horny in the middle of the street. We know how you guys do it. We saw that one. I thought that was staged. It wasn't staged.
They were Australian. Okay.
Of course, those fucking.
Of course.
That
of course.
Fucking prison continent.
Fucking horny ass Aussies. The mug puts it over the top for me. The mug. I mean, that is just like that was such a delightful glass of root beer. So Zach and I, this kind of worked out. Like you were saying earlier, Zach and I got root beer floats. You guys got the straight up root beer.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's root beer notably is made with cane sugar now. They phased out the high fructose corn syrup. A great glass of root beer goes down smooth. Great carbonation to it. Great head. And just how fucking cold
great
it
head.
Is. It's so fucking cold.
Yeah. It was amazing.
It was
love
great.
It. I loved it.
After you guys left, I lost track of Weiger, and I looked, and he was in that root beer mug freezer. Just standing there. He's like, it's cold in here.
I just wanted to feel how cold I could get. I loved it. Did you guys ever have like mugs growing up that you'd pop in your freezer?
Not really.
I do it right now.
Wow.
I got a big glass commemorative mug from an Oktoberfest, and I pop that in the freezer.
Hell yeah.
For all kinds of beverages, a beer, a water to make it less bullshit. And iced tea. It's a great time. I mean, I just want anyone to know you can frost your own mug. I want to give you that power. I want to give you that efficacy.
Get it wet. Put it in
the freezer.
And
it's a great time. And the fact that they were executing it so beautifully at a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
And so dang fat. Like, the service was lightning.
It was
so fast.
A big group of people came out before the two of you showed up.
We were very
25
late.
Minutes late.
Yes. We were extremely late.
Mitch's fault.
It was not my fault.
You made us late to something
else.
That was beforehand.
No, now hold on a
second. You made us late to something else
beforehand. This is such bullshit. You said meet at 2:40, and I got there at 2:47.
Bullshit.
That's 100% the truth.
You did not get there at 2:47.
It's the fact that you guys have Uber in this town, and it took 22 minutes to get an Uber.
Sit back, relax in the swimming pool of this trope.
You're blaming me being late on.
Oh, you were late.
That's insane. You're an insane man.
Let me say
you are insane.
Where I got there at 2:47, you didn't get in the lobby where we're going to get a car. You got to a place where you were going to get yourself a muffin and a donut.
You were
and
sitting,
that took an additional
which
5 minutes.
Which I ate both of, yes.
What kind of muffin?
At 2:40, we were supposed to be in the lobby, but you ordered it upstairs. It wasn't my fault that the Uber is 20 minutes. And guess what, motherfucker? We would have been even later if it wasn't for me, because I fucking hunted down a cab, you piece of shit.
We actually should talk about this. This was...
I fucking Terminator 2'd a cab.
This was heroic.
It's true.
Mitch turned into New England Patriot Vince Wilfork. Just a fleet-of-foot big man sprinted across the street and flagged down a cab. It was the fastest I've ever seen you move. For a second, I thought you'd seen an ice cream truck.
My 7 minutes late didn't translate to 25. You're a piece of shit. I'm going to fucking brain you with a fucking A&W mug.
I can't think of a single other fast food restaurant that has an actual piece of, what's the word?
Equipment?
That they give to
Vessel?
You? Like, they don't give you a real
chalice?
Fork or a
weapon,
real cup?
Yeah.
A weapon, yes, I'm sorry.
It's a heavy-ass mug. And it just so many places would have half-assed that in a paper cup or something like that.
Sure.
Not A&W Canada.
Yeah, I thought McDonald's would have, like, drawn blue cold chili lines on a paper cup.
Also, we went and recorded a podcast and got sent the wrong address, which you were in charge
That's
of.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, and that cost us, what, 30 minutes, you piece of shit?
Well, I don't want to talk. I don't want to get into that.
Oh, now you don't want to talk about it.
I got the wrong address. I don't want to incriminate the person who sent the address to.
But you're fine saying it's all my fault when I fucking ran down that car. When I was running, I was like, I should just fucking run to A&W. Fucking faster than all these cars on the road.
Did you feel alive?
I felt alive. My heart, it beated.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
So we got in a cab that Mitch hunted down, and we were driving over there, and the driver was so baffled that we were going 20 minutes to an A&W.
Yes.
We were, like, passing, like, multiple A&Ws on the way. It's like, there's one right there. We're like, we have to go to this one because we're meeting some people. But it is, like, they're everywhere here. They're ubiquitous.
Why is it so hard to get around in Vancouver? Why? What's going on up here?
I think we got given ourselves a little bit more time. We could have taken the SkyTrain. There was a SkyTrain route to where we're going. I would have loved to have taken the SkyTrain.
We love the SkyTrain.
Seems fun.
Seems good. Seems
a name like that. I looked it up for one thing, and they were like, "It's the same as walking." And I was like, "Okay, we'll just walk." But normally, I would love to get on some SkyTrain.
I mean, is it in the sky at all? How far up?
How far
Don't
up,
fib.
How far up constitutes sky? Is this sky?
Whoa. When is it sky? Damn.
I want to say something about A&W, and this pertains to the American A&W. I have fond memories of that because... Mm. I was forced to go to a Boy Scout camp every summer.
I know
summer.
Exactly the effing one you're talking
yes.
about.
So
yes.
So on your way up to that
San
that
Bernardino
fucking mountain,
yep.
Yeah, the San Bernardino yep. Forest, there's an A&W, and it's like the last stop of civilization before you go into the wood, yep. The woods of California. And it's like we would stop there every time before the camp out, and it was like the... It was like having one good night. Like it was like the scene in Goodfellas when they go and they party all night, and then he's like, "Now take me to jail." Like that's how it felt. It was like, okay, I have one great meal, and then eat fucking gruel for a week.
And now for me to just be the universal inverse of you.
Yes.
For me, it was let's have one more stop on our way down from theater camp to relish our dear friendships for just a moment more. So it was just exactly diametrically opposed. But I know exactly the one you're talking about because we're both SoCal and I know the mountain road. And I have the same fond memories of like that A&W being like, I can't believe camp is over and I have to wait 358 days till I see you again. But can you do one more hour at A&W and we'll sing Seasons of Love over a root beer?
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, man.
Mine was like...
The Scoutmaster said the same thing to Weiger.
The Scoutmaster could do the really high solo.
Measure! that was like, oh, fuck, I'm having one good meal here, and then I'm going to spend a week in this fucking jingoistic Christianist indoctrination organization. led by a bunch of fucking alcoholic rednecks who are going to tell me, be my surrogate father. It was a fucking nightmare. I hated it every year. I dreaded it every year. I would dream about the video games I was going to play when I got home.
Yeah.
That's all wow. I would do.
I did one Cub Scout meeting.
Yeah.
I made my dad paint the car that we were supposed to make for the race, and we didn't win, and I was out.
That's...
You're talking Pinewood Derby.
Sure. Yes. No idea. Truly, yeah. Was like such a brush in my life.
Yeah, I went to one meeting and I thought they were kind of weirdos and I got out of there.
Yeah, you should. I mean, you were right. That was good. I didn't have the choice. Well, I was forced to be a fucking Boy Scout until I was like 17.
What video game are you getting back to?
Well, okay. There was the summer I was just thinking about a Super Nintendo the whole time, which I didn't yet have. There was the summer I was thinking about playing the strategy game Master of Magic, which was the descendant of Master of Orion, the 4X space exploration game. It's kind of putting that in a fantasy setting.
Can I just tell you for real that? Well, I want you to keep going on with your fucking insane babbling about what games.
Mm-hmm.
But I for real, like, the moment that I saw in Nintendo Power the preview for Super Mario World, it was like, still to this day, the best moment of my life.
I really do think that life peaked around. It was like the 16-bit era into the 64-bit era that, like, mm-hmm. when gaming was so good and, like, you were still, like, a kid, but you were, like, old enough to be able to do stuff,
yeah.
at least for where our age range is. And then you just become an adult, and then just, like, everything's worse. It's just like, oh, I didn't realize that was, like, the best time of my life.
I remember, like, the day my first pube sprouted. I was like, this sucks.
I remember when I saw my first armpit hairs, which I got before pubes. Like, I was, like, holding my armpit up to the mirror, and I saw that there were, like, little sprigs of hair there. And I said a prayer.
You said a prayer?
Yeah, I said a thank you prayer to God.
What the fuck?
Thank you, Jesus, for this wiry hair you have bestowed out of my underarm.
May they be many more in its
way. May they travel far and wide across my body. May they grace my other arm, my nether region.
Around my nipples, but not too much and not too much. Close.
And not that weird thing where it's just like a weird line.
If we want to get into dark territory, I prayed to God to take my acne away as a boy.
Aww. Yeah.
You and I both had awful acne.
Same, me too.
Horrible nodular acne for me. I was on fucking Accutane, the drug that makes you go insane.
Me too.
I really do think I lost my mind.
You seem completely well-adjusted.
It's all of the side effects were they're just all like, it would like cause psychotic episodes.
There were pictures on the
severe
pill.
Severe depression.
There were pictures on the pill of like baby embryos with big heads. And they were like, do not get someone pregnant while on Accutane.
Yes.
The baby will have a big head. I was like 13. It would be a straight up decade before that was going to be an issue.
Weigert, your bio reads like Dylan Klebold fun facts. Was a Boy Scout.
He's got a fun fact section on his Wikipedia?
All right, you know what? That does make sense.
Hey, speaking of teens.
Wow, you know what? He is the Segway King.
He is, man. Give him the crown.
Give him the
crown. Teen is one of the members of the Burger family, which is A&W Canada describes the home of the Burger family. I'll give you the rundown of the family tree. You got your mama, the papa, the grandpa, you got your baby, aw. You got teen, you got uncle, you got buddy?
Hey, buddy. Yep.
Just hang, yeah.
It's that person in your family who is family but not really your
right,
family.
Right, yeah. And then you've also got bison, which I don't know if that's
the
a
family pet
member.
In Canada.
Got it. Only in Alberta. So as far as our...
Can I say this makes sense? Because... The scroll back where you were.
Mm-hmm.
The smallest one, the mama's one patty, the papa's two patties.
Yes.
And then grandpa's, as we know, are bigger than mother's and papa's. And that's why that's the biggest burger. It's a size thing.
You never stop growing.
Men grow for forever, and so the oldest man in the world is also the biggest man.
I like what you're saying, but it would be so sad if, like, the grandpa patty was like a shriveled, smaller version.
Yeah, it's just a weird name for it.
Grandpa patty is just well done.
Grandpa patty smells bad. You can't tell if Grandpa Patty is having a good time or not.
Grandpa Patty tells you the same story over and over
and
again.
And it's like kind of problematic.
And you're like, I guess I'll listen because I have no better choice.
Grandpa Patty has a problem with the Portuguese for some reason. All right. I got the Bistro Uncle Burger. Now that is a 100% pure beef patty with arugula, peppered bacon, grilled onions, tomato cheese, and garlic aioli. Now I got that burger. And Mitch was like, they didn't put bacon on it. Oh, yes, they did. It was just so cleverly composed.
You thought I was right when I said it.
I thought you were right. And then I bit into it, and I was like, oh, there's bacon in here. It's just kind of layered properly.
Just like an uncle.
Much like an uncle. Much like an uncle. I mean,
layered in properly.
Hidden in plain sight. Everyone's got that one uncle they don't know where he is, right? The hidden uncle, they say.
Mitch, you got the double teen, which sounds like a Pornhub search tab.
I got the double teen burger.
It's got two patties with, it says, the copy says raised without artificial hormones and steroids. They're very, very emphatic about all their food quality on their menu.
Just like teens.
Just like teens. Cheddar, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and then whatever teen sauce is.
I think we all know. I don't think anyone's confused about teen sauce.
Whatever teen sauce is. You were asking teen sauce to go on the way out the door.
I got an extra side of teen sauce. You can get arrested for ordering in this restaurant.
Yeah.
Also,
Teen sauce?
Who thought, how many layers of PR did that have to go through? And everyone's like, yeah, teen sauce. That's okay.
Like, that's good.
That's okay for people to say over a counter in front of children. Love
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Let's call it teen sauce.
Let's have a deal where it's free if it's nighttime.
You were the weird Uncle Burger watching me eat the. Oh God! Hold on a second.
Steady yourself, Mitch. You can do it. You can do it.
We need to give a fork rating for not the actual taste of this, but like the sort of naming conventions of A&W. Maybe not fork. It's a different scale.
It was no surprise that you got the Uncle Burger though. You fucking weirdo. You are a weird uncle man.
I am an uncle. I am an uncle. I have two lovely nephews and two lovely nieces.
Oh, boy.
And they are the light of my life. So, yes, of course I got the Uncle Burger, because it's a big part of who I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Woo!
Family is great. Fuck Uncles. You.
Well, I'm kind of like two teens.
Covered in teen sauce.
If you take a 19-year-old and an 18-year-old... together, they're 37. That's the age I am, my friend. And I still live like a teen.
True.
I eat fast food every day. My mom comes and helps me with my house.
Play video games obsessively.
I play video games obsessively. The double teen burger was right for me.
Yeah. I'll just say that the meat was very good quality. I mean, the ingredients are just so good, so high quality.
I think I said this, I was like, it tastes like different, and it was because we were tasting natural ingredients.
Yeah, like, I think it's just you forget living in the States until you go to Europe or Canada or somewhere that has an organization that regulates what you can and cannot put in your mouth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That, like, other countries are not allowed to eat the shit that we make food out of because it isn't food. Like... Our friend Rob from England was visiting me, and we took him to a Rally's that has since closed because Rally's is not good. And he was like eating this chicken thing like really fast. He's like, "This is incredible." I was like, "Yeah, man, it's chemically designed to taste good and make you keep eating it." Mm. That's the end of what I had to say.
Hey, lay off of them. I love those ingredients. Fuck this country.
You know what's better than natural ingredients? Science ones that trick my brain. Make me addicted to something I don't need. Yeah, it was good. Your food was good. Good job.
Good.
Good job.
Very,
really
very good,
good
burgers. And then we also got some chicken as protein. So we got the... we'll start with the one that was maybe the low light of our experience, the spicy Chipotle chicken wrap. This is one you ordered, Mitch.
I got the chicken wrap.
Chicken breast. Again, they make a point of saying chicken's raised without antibiotics.
Like a teen.
Like a teen. It's battered and it's in a flour tortilla with a jalapeno Monterey Jack cheese and chipotle mayo and a little bit of lettuce. I just feel like the chipotle flavor wasn't right.
You know what they should do? All those ingredients that makes fast food so they should put it in the boring old water.
Yeah, man. If this water had teen sauce in it, I'd be guzzling it.
Are you positing that none of the, that you don't think there's any water in the hamburger?
Then, no, that's the point about not liking water is you get some of it anyway because it's everywhere.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You're eating that shit no matter what.
That freaking shit's sneaking into everything. Yeah, I mean, I think, like, it was a good order for a completist attempt at, like, understanding the menu. But I think, yeah, it doesn't hold a place next to the other items.
Has anyone made it? Are there, you guys would know better than anyone. Are there any good fast food wraps? Are there any good not fast food wraps? Yes.
Lettuce wrap. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
The lettuce wrap
is very good.
The lettuce wrap is very good. And you can't really order it at a restaurant. You can order it at a Doughboy show, apparently.
It's true.
Now,
we'll
guys,
like to yell it out.
I do a lettuce wrap.
Yeah.
Hold on. And you two are very good improvised singers and rappers. You can rhyme. I have a hard time with it. Would you help me? Maybe this can be the last fucking lettuce wrap.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
For sure.
Yeah.
I'll start it off, and I'll do bad.
Great.
Okay.
And then you guys can take over.
Great.
Okay.
Is there anything else? Like, should we follow your meter and stuff, or do you want us to just, like, go off the dome?
Is the second sentence always, that's for me?
That is a big part of it.
Okay. Do you want a beat?
Beat might fuck me up.
Right. We're going to give you a beat.
Okay. Yeah, beat. Okay, I think I can do it. Oh, wait. Oh, shit. I know how it goes. Okay, why am I freaking out?
It's like lettuce wrap.
It's the lettuce wrap.
Oh, lettuce wrap. It's a lettuce wrap. Remain in lettuce. That's what I like. A Caesar here is very nice. Caesar can also be a drink. Water sucks.
That's what I think.
Lettuce wrap. It's a lettuce wrap. That sadly is the best version I've ever done.
It was great. Keep going.
All the sentences rhyme.
Dressing, put it on.
But
don't
we
forget
really like this
song. Don't forget a big crouton. Lettuce wrap. It's a lettuce wrap. You guys, now it's time to take your turn. My shit's fired. You can feel it burn. Now you sing this lettuce song. Weiger just suck your dong. Lettuce wrap, it's the lettuce wrap.
Lettuce wrap, it's the lettuce wrap.
I want lettuce in my mouth going into my brain. My favorite kind of lettuce, straight up romaine. Everybody knows I want the lettuce to please ya. My favorite salad is the iceberg made Caesar. Yeah, it's a slant, I'm gonna change the vowels. Water is the best when it's in a towel. When you're in the pool, getting all dry. Eat a bunch of lettuce, smoke it, get high. Lettuce is a name when you're smoking the weed. It's not real lettuce, but it's nice indeed. Lettuce wrap, it's the lettuce wrap.
Damn!
Yo, gonna drop this rhyme right out of my pocket. If I was in England, I'd call it
rocket.
Oh, yeah, oh, what do I do to ya? My favorite lettuce is that peppery arugula. It's got its own flavor and spice. It don't need that dressing, but you can, it's nice. Balsamic and vinegar, a little lemon. Oh, that's right, and yeah, I wanna get with them. That kind of lettuce wrap, the wrap that wraps you around in your arms like that. And it's like, I'll give you a big green hug, but careful if it has a teeny tiny bug. Then you say to the wait staff, I'm sorry please, but there's a bug in my salad.
Jeez, I'm sorry that I did that. I'll take it away. That almost never happens here at the PF Chang's. A place where they serve lettuce wraps.
Wow.
My eyes are... I'm crying over how much better it was.
A tour de force.
Weiger's turn!
In 1876, a treaty was signed. We would know that it would be divine. Restoration is what it was called. Oops. My dad is bald. One time I ate a sandwich. Then it was Halloween and there was a witch. Then I went to the store. Then I went to another store.
Yeah, and then he went to another store. And then he went to another store.
What? And then he went
to another store.
He went to a store. Then he went to another store.
Good warm-up for you. You're about to have to both do that for an hour at our show.
Show. Yeah.
What a nightmare. Hey,
man,
we
you
also
guys
got
are good.
The spicy habanero chicken burger. Now, this is a chicken sandwich that's got, I don't call it a chicken burger. It's not a ground chicken patty. It's a chicken, it's a yeah. chicken breast that's breaded, but that's fine. It's a minor complaint.
Confusing. It's confusing.
A little confusing. Cayenne pepper, jalapeno pepper, and habanero chili with a red jalapeno aioli, crisp lettuce and tomato on a toasted sesame seed bun. This was a fucking home
run. This was good as hell.
So good.
What a great chicken sandwich. Right up there with the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich, which is one of my favorites.
Oh.
Whoa.
Definitely in the same category.
I can't tell if that was like so divisive or they just can't believe that we would say that.
For me, it's better.
Whoa.
Wow.
For me, it's better.
Wow. Zach said this at the restaurant, and I was livid.
Yeah. Sorry. But the spice is... I like the habanero spice more than I like a pepper spice. So just for me, it's a better sandwich.
For me, I don't think... I think they're basically like the same in terms of how great they are. I think Wendy's, I've just had it a million times more. So that's
right.
still my number one for spicy sure. chicken sandwich. But this was a dang delight.
It was
like,
really good.
Oh my gosh, so, so good.
I regretted not ordering it when I had it. It was very, very, very good. We split one.
We had one to share.
I know what I'm saying. I'm sad that I didn't get one all for myself.
Oh, you don't get one as your main.
I had a half Weiger one. Sucks.
I would have rather had, I think if I'm thinking back on it, yes, I think I agree with you. I'd have rather had one of those chicken sandwiches to myself and had a burger to share if we're going to do it all over again.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was, you know what?
Very good.
Could have tasted a little bit more artificial.
For me, I'm like a little less water, a little more science.
I miss the chemicals.
Wendy's is my favorite, but that's a great chicken sandwich. You should be proud, Canada. It's fucking good.
Very good chicken sandwich.
Really good.
Damn, it's good.
Hey, you know, they also have breakfast all day, and we got ourselves a bacon and egger just to try that side of the menu. Vegetarian fed hens, an egg from them, cheddar cheese. They feed them a veggie diet.
We stole their baby.
Which we have to say, because, like, in our country, we make birds eat, like, other birds and shit.
Yeah.
Well, I thought birds are supposed to be a little bit omnivores, like, if you include bugs.
Like bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we feed them, like, cows. Like,
yeah.
cow byproducts.
Yeah, that's no good.
And they would eat us if they were big enough, too.
Yes.
But they're not.
Because they're raptors that you cheer for? You want them to open doors and get in the kitchen?
That's the only time I cheer for them at the end, when Goldblum sees them flying outside the window. When they've evolved into bird form.
Yeah.
I won't root for a raptor shredding someone apart, Nick.
I read this FAQ years ago.
Oh, boy.
That was about...
God,
it was like
I shouldn't have said anything.
It was like probably because you see some truly awful shit online, but this was all text, and it's still one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen. And it was.
Is your go-to browser like the dark web?
So
deflection.
Laughs, swallows, takes a breath, continues.
Learn not to engage at this point.
And that's what you do with a T-Rex.
That's right.
So anyway, I log into my VPN, and I go to the dark web. But I got this, this was years and years ago, early internet, it was just a text FAQ, and it was like talking about, like, from a zoophiliac's perspective, how to, like, fuck all these different animals. And one of them was raptors meeting the meat-eating birds. And I was like, who wants to fuck a meat-eating bird? Who's like
show of hands?
Oh, my God.
Let the record reflect for Canada.
Everyone in
Vancouver's
hand is up. Every single hand in Vancouver is up.
It was so disturbing. It was so upsetting. It was all about, like, building trust and stuff and, like, becoming their friend and then getting comfortable with, the, like, you being naked around them. and them adjusting to your scent, and so, it was so fucking, I want to fucking throw up just thinking about it.
Them
That's
being comfortable
so wild.
With you naked around them is a part of this whole thing?
Yeah, because they have to be like, oh, this is like normal, like this person's naked.
So like step one, catch a bald eagle.
Yes.
Step two, lock that bald eagle in a room so that it can't escape to the sky. Step three.
Which starts where?
Step three, be naked enough around the bald eagle so when he sees you naked, he's like, it's probably fine.
It's not a worm, I guess, is a part of the deal?
I guess.
Wait a second. Don't they think that it's weirder that we wear clothes?
That's a good point.
That's a great point.
Okay, first way to make trust with an eagle, show him that you are an animal just like it.
Yeah.
You don't wear clothes, you fly through the sky.
Right.
There's a whole chapter about how you dress up the bird, and then eventually you undress the bird towards the end of this.
Okay.
But hold on, but what happened? Is there an explanation on how to have sex with a raptor?
No, there fucking isn't. So you're gonna leave me with fucking blue balls? No, there were detailed. I don't remember exactly how you get in that fucking hawk's cloaca, but I mean they had.
You like can't, right?
I don't know if you can.
I think I could get in there.
Yeah, you know, you'd be fine.
Isn't this dinosaur country? Isn't this part of the? Isn't like a long time ago? Isn't this?
Are there dinos up here?
Alberta. Sorry,
you fucked up.
Sorry. What do you want me to say?
Say sorry, but mean it.
Sorry. All right. I am sorry.
See, now they forgive you.
What did you guys have millions of years ago? Trees.
So the bacon and egg comes on an English muffin or a sesame seed bun.
Segway King!
Bam, bam, bam.
We got the English muffin because we were having a lot of them sesame seed buns. Very solid breakfast sandwich. The real cheddar cheese goes a long way towards elevating this over other chain restaurant.
Now, guys, I don't want to circle us back into a danger zone.
Yes.
But while Zach and I were waiting, there was an incredible video playing of how they source several ingredients, including the cheddar cheese, and it shows you cheese curds getting like smushed together. There was like 3 minutes on coffee harvesting and roasting. There was a great one about the root beer. Great visuals of birch bark and licorice root.
The things in a root beer. Then it tells you the current weather at the location.
It was a great video. Wow. It was a great video. But watching the real cheddar cheese was like, damn, I want that. That looks great.
And then we ate it.
And it was great.
It was very, very good. That to me honestly was a highlight because I had no expectations for it and it was so good. I was like, this is like a top tier fast food breakfast.
I'm gonna search for that video late night tonight when I get back to the hotel.
You're gonna like it, man. The curds, they get squished together and then somehow they're slices. And you're like, this rules.
Did they show how they make the teen sauce?
They were like, this mostly video blurred is after out. 10. Yeah.
It's the after dark NW video. Jesus Christ.
It all starts. Well, never mind.
So we got some sides. We already touched on the root beer, but the savory sides we got the onion rings, the fries.
Mm-hmm.
And the poutine they do there. Now, look, we're not going to claim to be experts on poutine. Well, maybe Mitch will.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I think this was, and Zach, you wanted to ask what the gravy was, and we found out it's chicken gravy, so if you don't eat red meat, then that is an option for you. I thought the poutine versus the poutines I've had, especially at fast food restaurants, I'm like, this is really good. It's a really good execution. The curds are like very substantial and they have a lot of flavor to them. Yeah.
They were like not hiding like an uncle. They were like, we're
they showed
here.
Up like a grandpa.
Like a
they
grandpa.
Were the biggest
they
thing
were the
there.
The biggest thing there.
They were giant. I agree.
They were great. It was really solid.
They were really,
really,
good. Really, really good.
And that gravy, even though made from former raptor, was very nice. It was a nice gravy.
Yeah, nice gravy.
Yeah,
nice brown gravy. The fries I thought were solid. They were solid but unspectacular. But you know, like good.
But, I think the fries at A&W are unspectacular. I don't think they're bad.
They're not bad. They're good.
I think they're just fries.
They're good. They're good fast food fries.
I don't think they're the things you're going for unless you're doing. The poutine.
Right.
They are in a very fun basket, though.
That basket's great. Oh, boy.
I got Truth Man out here yelled truth when I said it. They're just fries. A lazy genie, if you ordered fries like that, would give you those A&W fries.
A lazy genie?
Well, if you didn't tell him that you want the best fries ever, the genie's going to do like a genie's trick and be like, these are fucking fries.
Yeah. He's technically qualified.
Yes.
You're wasting one of your wishes on a basket of fries. What are you doing?
I feel like an idiot already.
You got to strategize more. I think the fries, but however, the onion rings... Top tier fast food onion rings. They're so fucking good.
I can't think of a fast food place that makes better onion rings than this.
Nor can
I don't think it exists.
I mean, the fact that, I mean, I was going in and I knew there was a little bit of hype, and I don't think of I'm much more of a fry gal than an onion ring pal. And I reached in and the dreaded pull out didn't happen.
No.
You could bite through it. You didn't have to like tear it.
The onion didn't like come out and then you're like, oh shoot, now I'm just eating breading.
Right.
You straight up said out loud, believe the hype.
Yeah. They were so good. Really well seasoned. Like eventually I started dipping them in ketchup just cause, but they did not require a dipping sauce.
Not at all.
They like stand alone. They were crispy. They were flavorful. Freaking loved them. And in the video, they talked about how they harvest their onions and they let them cure in the sun.
That is cool.
And I don't know what that means, but I loved it.
It means they grow it outside, like a plant should do. Not like what we do with our plants, where we clone them?
Mitch, the onion rings.
Those O-rings gave me O-face, Wags.
Oh, God.
He almost teen sauced.
I was cross-eyed. They were
unreal good.
I'll also say that they were well salted.
The seasoning was a big highlight.
Which, yeah, like you said, the season. But like I never like you never even think about that with onion rings. I was like, these are salty and delicious and not slipping out of the shell. It was amazing.
Contra the fries, which the fries I feel like were kind of under seasoned. These were like perfectly balanced.
These were top tier. Top tier.
Love them. S tier. Well, let's get to our final thoughts on A&W Canada. Mm-hmm. So we'll each go around. We'll give a closing argument, if you will, and a fork rating from 0 to 5 forks. We will start to my left with Zach Reno.
Can you remind me what restaurants currently have a 4 or a 5?
Let me open the wiki.
Hold on, we just need a 10-minute break.
We just need like 10 minutes.
I'm so sorry.
The recent four-tier like restaurants, five-fork, four-fork restaurants.
In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger's up
Wendy's
there.
Wendy's has one.
What's In-N-Out at?
In-N-Out has a 5.
Is a 5-4.
It finally got to 5.
Okay, so I will say, we were in there for a while. A bunch of people showed up. We were worried that we were not going to make it in time. They were going so fast. The place was so clean. Everything with the exception of the wrap was really, really good. And honestly, I don't really expect fast food places to be good at a wrap.
Right.
I kind of don't care. Mm-hmm. This place is, I think, incredible. Yeah, this is a 4.5 forks.
Wow, very good score.
I think it's really great. There's that half is maybe just, I mean, it's hard for me to say because I don't eat beef, so like I feel like I shouldn't be able to weigh in on a full 5 without eating the actual hamburger that they make. But yeah, it's a 4.5 for me.
Jess McKenna.
Yeah. I feel like I can't picture a better thing they could have done.
Wow.
5 forks.
Wow.
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 I freaking loved it. And I was prepped to like it because you guys remember I was coming home from camp and I was having a great time with my dear friends. And I had like crappy American A&W. Like I texted you like, oh, I'm stoked. I love A&W. And you're like, apparently Canadian one is better. It was.
Yes.
And I got an actual mug in a fast food restaurant where they serviced us within 7 minutes with a large order.
Yeah.
It's compostable. They have a beautiful video. Yeah. They mopped that floor 3 times
while
in the time
we were
there.
Yeah, you know
and
what?
It didn't smell. It was incredible.
You know what, Jess? You've got. I'm up. I'm up.
It was
to 5.
So good.
Wow.
You convinced me.
Wow.
I don't know what more they could do.
In-N-Out is my favorite local California chain, and I like this as much as I like that. So,
wow. Yeah. Mike Mitchell, the Spoon Man.
3 times! I liked my double team burger with the teen sauce.
It was tasty. You know, I'm not always like a lettuce. You know, when there's lettuce on a burger, I know the lettuce wrap and all that. But like, you know, I feel like lettuce as I feel like water. Things that I should eat and drink that will save my life, but I don't like them. But that double team burger was very good. That chicken sandwich is probably second to Wendy's chicken sandwich, which is saying something. Popeyes, oh shit, Popeyes is very good. All right, shut up. onion rings were great. Man. I was at 4.5. This is real. This already. Hold on a second. I was at 4.5. The compost thing got to me. And I thought about it. I was like, wait, like you said, what, how could this be better than what they're trying to do? This is A&W root beer. That's a dad thing. A dad would be proud of this restaurant. In fact, I love my mom and sister, but I would be happily adopted into the burger family. Grandpa, buddy, uncle, and Mitch. I'm there too. And I'm the fucking...
You're the bison. I'm Mitch the bison.
I'm the biggest burger of all. And I'm going to give it 5 forks, of course. It gets 5 forks. Canadian A&W gets 5 forks.
Yeah, let's be clear.
Yes. Don't know about the other one. The U.S. one might get like 2 forks. Fuck you guys.
So here's the thing. I'm well aware of the city's reputation. I understand that if I go below the threshold of 4 forks, a mob in Canucks jerseys is going to wreck a bunch of storefronts and light some cop cars on fire.
And Weiger and I will kiss in the middle of the street.
We'll kiss in the middle of the street.
A beautiful thing.
But the truth is, I'm not here to pander. I'm not here to say what I want, what I think the audience wants to hear regarding this. I'm here to say what I sincerely think about that. I'm giving that preface.
Don't clap for that.
No, I'm giving that preface so you don't think I'm just like, oh, well, everyone else did it. Oh, I should do it. Oh, I want to be liked. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. I don't give a shit. Care about you fucks.
Weiger, actually, to be real, Weiger hated Vancouver last time we were here.
I had a miserable time. I wasn't happy to come back. But you know what? NW Canada is fucking great. And it absolutely lives up to its hype. It very much deserves it. And you know what? Mitch, if you'll have me, I'd like to be a member of your burger family.
Wow.
And I would like to welcome A&W Canada, the Platinum Plate Club. 5 points from the Burger Boy, Nick Weiger.
Wow, Canadians.
People are standing.
The Canadians are...
People are standing.
They're on their feet.
Good God.
Wow. This is...
Yes!
Now
you
I have,
did it!
You did
and
this.
You did
now
it!
I have a, I have a question.
Yes.
We were told online not to go to the one near here because, quote, that's a garbage A&W.
And we didn't go there.
We did not go to
we
the one near
go
here. We
there.
Went to a different location that was better reviewed.
I just saw online that this is the biggest victory in Canada's history.
Guys, that was our review of A&W Canada. It's time for a segment. We got a food stuff. We're going to decide if you should put it in your mouth. It's snack or whack. And hey, we got something that I've heard dates back over a century. Some Hawkins cheesies.
Ooh, good pop from the bag. And smaller bags within the bag.
This bag is the big boy. And it's got, it does have smaller bags.
Why do you name all of your
it?
Things all right. after the sizes of men?
Come on, guys. Topple the patriarchy.
Shout out to Stephen Heck for recommending these. We're going to fucking dig into these. They look like Cheetos to me. I'm not sure how they're actually going to taste. Have any of you, I assume no one's had Hawkins cheesies before. You know what? They're like a thicker, girthier Cheeto.
Yeah.
Good. Good sexual choice of words.
Yeah.
Do you all have Cheetos here? Yeah. Okay, because I didn't see them in a grocery store, and I was like, maybe they're not allowed to sell them because, again, made of poison. But yeah, let's see what's up here.
A lot of sodium. Very, very dense. Like, you think they're going to be light, but they're like, they have a lot.
But
to
I would describe this as salt forward.
Yeah, very much so.
With a finish of cheese.
I can't believe 100 years ago they had these. These tastes. Like, an old, like the oldest man alive when he was a little baby.
And they were doing the Charleston and eating these cheeses.
And now the biggest man alive.
100 years ago when like the queen would visit and would be like, bring me your finest food. They'd like bring her this. And her mind would
we
be
got
blown.
Some
cheeses, your majesty.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So these are good shitty, right? These are good shitty.
Yeah. This is what this is what I want in like.
I love it.
This is what I want in a snack food. These are for these are snack with a bullet.
Yeah, I'm gonna say snack on these as well.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Just speaking my truth.
The bag is stained orange. Is that true?
That's wild because these are all in individual plastic stuff.
Yeah.
So it seeped through the plastic.
Very American ingredients list. Cornmeal, vegetable oil, processed aged cheddar cheese seasoning, lactic acid, disodium phosphate.
No preservatives, so these can go bad. Unlike most of our food.
Jess, Mitch, what do you guys think?
I mean, this is a little bit of a salt lick. Like, it might have me turn to my nemesis, water. But
right.
It's still definitely...
How you come to water in your time of need? Oh, now do you seek the sweet relief of God's nectar? His merciful tears.
All right. It's fine.
It's great.
It's fine.
Water's fucking great.
It doesn't have any taste, and there's so many tastes it could have. But it's definitely a snack. I mean, it's delicious. It's... How do you guys feel on cheese forwardness in a cheese snack? Because I think, like, I'm a little bit more of a Cheez-It fan than Goldfish. Love them both. Careful. Love them both. Okay?
Yeah.
But I, like, go for a little bit more, like, that cheese.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So for me, I wish these were more cheesy, but still definitely snack. Like, what else would I say? I've had them consistently.
It's more of a salt snack than a cheese snack. Go ahead.
I agree. If you were, like, the mixologist on this, you would pump up the cheese.
I would dial up
and down the
salt. Dial up the cheese in the mix just a little bit, but it's
delightful.
I'm with
you, but they're still really good.
Yeah.
Spoon Man.
So like President McKinley.
Hot ref.
So 100 years ago, I don't think was William McKinley was enough.
Well, that I just Googled president in 1900.
1900?
Yeah.
You gotta be more specific. 1920. We're 20 years into this.
You know it's 2020 now, right?
Jess, can you talk for like 2 more seconds?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess it's Coolidge.
Mitch, you might be the person in this room who knows the least about American history.
So you're telling me President Woodrow Wilson.
There you go.
There you go. Great.
Emma, edit point. You're telling me President Woodrow Wilson ate these fucking things. He ate them twice.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, he was in the office twice?
Do you know that Woodrow Wilson got 2 terms? No, she's saying do not engage. Woodrow Wilson, one of my favorite presidents, but with a problematic streak, it's a real shame because he's so cool otherwise.
Real problematic,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they all do, right?
I know, right? Yeah. Such a shame. Why can't people be only good?
It's true.
I bet you Woodrow Wilson's face looked like the volleyball Wilson, but instead of red, orange.
From eating all these cheesies, yeah. Okay, that makes sense, Mitch.
Did everyone follow along with that?
Yeah, the Segway Prince.
For a cheese snack, this is very bizarre and weird.
It's weird.
But I like them. Snack. They get
it's a
snack.
It's your snack.
Vancouver, you did it. You got a platinum plate. You got all snacks. Weiger still hates you, but...
Hey. That was Snacker Whack, just like a restaurant. Via feedback, let's open the feedback. And look, we got time for 3 audience questions.
That's right.
A few people were here earlier and put in some questions. Matt from Bellingham, Momo, and Joey D. If you guys can line up, there's an audience mic right here at the front of the stage. You can go ahead and actually, I might have to walk down to you. See if you can talk into that bad boy and what it sounds like. Let's see. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Joey.
Hi, Joey.
Hey, Joey. Will you just ask us the question you asked us before?
If you guys were given a tour of Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, what would be your fate?
Very good question.
Oh.
great question.
This is a great question.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Dang, man.
Like,
I
would
love
we
that.
Inherit the factory? Would we be one of the various kinds of bad children that die in horrific ways?
I'm straight up Mike TV. So, so hardcore. Like, not the worst, but so obsessed with television. No problem becoming tiny and living in a TV. I love TV.
Right.
Yeah, I would be Mike TV.
I mean, you saw the movie. You see what happens to me. I fall in the fucking river of chocolate. I get stuck in the fucking tube.
Yeah.
That's what I would be more Mike TV. I'm with you that would be more like that. But you know I'm Augustus. I'm going to fall in right away. Or I'm Violet. I'm going to Violet out. I'm going to eat the fucking bubble gum. Actually, she's, you know what? I'm too afraid of getting in trouble. I wouldn't do that. I would try to sneak some chocolate from the river and fall in, though.
Who's the one that tries to pet the goose and dies?
The very spoiled girl?
Yeah, that's me. I'm going to go, not because I want the golden eggs, but just because, like, I got to pet that goose.
What's her name? Violet is the one who eats the gum.
Veruca Salt.
Veruca Salt. Veruca Salt.
Yeah, who's, that's me.
These things are Veruca Salt.
They really are. Who's the one who blows up into a blueberry?
Violet. That's Violet.
Violet,
you're turning Violet.
So I've never finished the movie because when that part happened, I had to turn it off. I was too scared.
Because you identified too strongly?
You were too scared?
I was too scared. I was like, I had nightmares about that ballooned up blue girl.
Is she one of the only
very
one,
upsetting.
One of the only ones that they verify lives? Like, she gets juiced later. They straight up say that.
They say
they all live?
They say they're stretching out Mike.
Yeah.
And I think the only one... No, I think...
Augustus dies. They don't give a shit about the fatty.
I think only Veruca Salt were like, maybe she did.
Yeah,
you know,
she
like,
might be dead.
Because she's mean.
She gets
everyone
sent to like a burner.
Just, yeah.
Incinerator.
As far as who I'd be, I think it'd be Willy Wonka, the weird shut-in who has a chocolate factory.
invites children over.
Who's working on his new recipe for teen sauce.
Teen sauce, yeah.
Why, were you afraid with your dad when you were like, when you saw the Violet thing, where you were like, am I going to turn into my favorite food, water? I also will say that, as Augustus, I don't even think I would make it into the pipe like he does. I think I'd be too
be
big.
Clog.
I might get stuck on that river ride that's supposed to be scary but seems like Splash Mountain.
Oh, yeah. That's that.
All your fears and stuff. And
were there fears in that?
When
I was watching that, I was just like, they're in a sick boat.
Yeah, I probably would just camp out by those like flowers that turn into teacups.
The candy that like makes music.
Yeah, that's
do you know? Do you know? Do you know the thing that they take down the river in that scary scene? That's the Lolita Express.
All right, we got another question right here. Hi, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Momo.
Hi, Momo.
Hi. My question is, what's your favorite to-go food when you're sad?
Favorite go-to food when you're
this
sad.
This is a great question.
Very
Thank
great
you.
Question.
Yeah.
Favorite go-to food when we're sad. So whatever I'm eating right now, I guess Hawkins Cheesies is the answer.
I like to load up on Mexican food. That is it for me. Like just like a bunch of fucking beans and cheese and tortillas and whatever form they come in and various seasoned meats, and I just want to fucking just get as much of that in my face as fast as possible.
Wow.
And alcohol. A lot of alcohol.
Yeah, I was like, I think the answer is alcohol.
Yeah.
And but also McDonald's French fries.
Oh, that's a good answer.
And sour candy. I have a secret candy drawer in my house that is
does Morgan know?
Yeah. But he's
no secrets from your husband.
It's not really a secret. It's just like you wouldn't know it's there if you unless I was like, here's my candy drawer.
Do I know?
I'll show you.
Okay.
Well, Zach, when we were in like Edinburgh, and he called me a candy squirrel because I would just like come out of my room. I'd be like, oh, I still have these gummy candies. I'd like squirreled them away.
It's like those KGB agents who hid in the States and hid knives everywhere in their house in case they were attacked.
Yeah, it's like oh,
that,
look,
but
there's candy here. Yeah. I really love candy, and I like force myself to not have it too often, so probably candy would be up there. The candy drawer is only maintained by like my mom giving me candy. I think on a previous episode I referenced my my candy calendar, which is like the candy comes about every other month, and that's based on the fact that my mom gives it to me. So it's like, oh, there's Valentine's candy, then there's Easter candy, you know. So probably candy.
Wow.
And then sometimes alcohol.
That's some good mom stuff right there.
Yeah, man. She's the best.
Yeah.
Shout out Dana McKenna.
Shout out.
I'm way more. Yeah, some applause.
Nice.
Clap yeah. for moms. I'm way more likely to like snack when I'm sad than full on meal. So for me, it's gonna be like white cheddar popcorn and those specifically like Snyder's pretzels, but the nibblers, which are the little small ones. That's
do you do
jam.
The flavor? Like, are you doing like honey mustard or Buff
I
Ranch?
I love those, but those are not my go-to. Cool. My go-to are the plain ones because I can eat more of them before my mouth is burning.
I think for me. Because I eat a lot of the same food when I'm happy as when I'm sad. I think for me, the big difference is like, if I got a $15 plus order at Taco Bell, I'm sad.
Right.
Sure.
Same thing with Del Taco.
Yeah.
And like with Domino's, it's like, if I got like $35 plus, I'm having a bad day.
Yeah.
I think I'm the same. Like if I go to Taco Bell and the item count is the higher it is.
Yeah.
There's like a threshold that's normal, and then if it goes above that, then it's we're dealing with emotions.
I think for me, at Del Taco, a bean burrito, standard day. A chili cheese fry, what's going on?
Yeah. Both standard days for me. But I will have more. I will also get a quesadilla. I'll get like, you know, yeah, I'll get, well, you're right. That's a great gauge, how much money you're spending.
Here's the deal. No longer sad after I'm done eating. Part of the issue with me in general.
Really? It actually
feeding
works.
Feeding sadness with food, yes.
Wow.
You haven't learned that about this whole podcast? We
know.
Eat our feelings away?
No, I feel worse. I do it and I feel worse.
Oh, physically worse, but mentally better.
No, mentally I feel worse. Like, I'm just, like, I just can't eat anymore. So I'm just like, sad and, like, too full.
I'm laying there like a big fucking whoopee cushion just filled with air, and I have a big smile on my face.
I watched that cartoon.
We're just about out of time.
That,
we got one more question real quick. I believe it's Matt from Bellingham, yes?
Bellingham!
Hi, Matt.
Yeah, Bellingham.
So I ate at A&W today on my way up, and yeah. I was finishing off my Frosty Mungo root beer. Yep. At the very bottom, there was a shard of glass that went in my mouth and just cut my tongue. I was bleeding a little bit. So.
Jesus.
What's the worst thing that you've ever accidentally found in your food and eaten? Or been into.
I'm so sorry that happened to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's awful.
Here, okay. Spoiler alert, Nick and I knew this. You told us this before the show.
Still five forks.
And we still gave it five forks.
Yeah.
Wait, Matt, what would your fork rating be?
I'd still go 4.5.
Yeah.
Wow.
4.5,
fair.
Wow. So very good score.
Wow.
They tried
that
to kill me, 4.5. Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh.
After he said that, he hissed like a snake because he now has a snake tongue. It's been cut in two.
Real quick, the worst thing I ever bit into, just how disconcerting it was, I had a side of cottage cheese, and I think, like, someone had accidentally dropped a mushroom in it. And so I like, just had a bite, and then, like, ate, like, a whole mushroom, not expecting it, and it was so, like, oof. Fucking revolting.
An uncle-style mushroom when you don't expect
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
That's
bad.
Whack, man.
And then the worst thing I ever encountered in food was I had a prepackaged salad I was eating in the airport, and there was a dead bee inside. It's like, I don't want to eat this dead bee salad. But
that's
I didn't actually
eat awful.
It. Let's go down the line. Worst thing you've ever accidentally put in your mouth.
Yeah, this is, I think probably like a hair. It's pretty tame. But when I was working at P.F. Chang's, not my dish, but someone else had a dish that got sent back to the kitchen that had a straight up full cockroach in it.
Ew.
Horrific.
Ew.
Ugh.
So that's pretty bad.
That's bad.
Awful.
Dear God.
What is P.F. Chang's?
Oh, you fucking Canadians.
Come on.
P.F. Chang's is a sort of fast, casual, but slightly
pan-Asian.
Yeah, it's a sit-down pan-Asian
you're
restaurant.
You're obviously not a Doughboy's completist.
We've talked
wow.
about it multiple times.
Wow, we were the guests. Unbelievable.
I believe Mary Sohn also talked about it at one point.
That's true. This is
leave this
someone
theater
who's...
right now in pride.
Good choices.
Oh, no, there he goes.
No, come back.
He left.
Oh, my gosh. Bless his commitment. I take it all back.
I think he just wanted to leave.
Yeah, probably.
All right,
he was
Jess.
Like, jump start on the like, bathroom?
Know,
hell yeah.
I know they're
oh, he
almost
did.
Done.
I think I saw him going to the bathroom.
We love him.
Jess, what do you think?
I had a full-on, like, grubby grub in a salad.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was rough. Yeah,
grubby fuck grub.
That. It was rough. And I said, Hakuna Matata, and I ate it.
Growing up, like,
My mom and dad saved food for too long, but there was times when there'd be maggots in something.
Oh.
My dad, I remember being in school and biting into a sandwich, and it was just a full thing of cheese that was moldy.
Ugh.
But I'll say this. I have like kind of like a few of one. When I was a boy, I was at my grandma's house.
Why are there so many?
And I took a sip of my cocaine, and there was a carpenter ant I remember moving around in my mouth.
Ah, God.
And I took it out. It was a fucking huge carpenter ant. And I hated ants ever since that day. Even Auntie in Honey, I Shrunk the Kid, I'm happy it dies. I'm sorry. And then, actually, I cry when Auntie dies. But ants are gross. And then, like, I know you're like, ants are cool, they build stuff. But trust me, it was fucking gross.
He knows what you're like, man.
Yeah. That is how I feel, but don't try to get in my head. Keep going.
I got a rock in my sandwich at the LAX airport.
Yes.
It was La Brea Bakery sandwich. I had a rock in it.
Well, did you order it with rocks?
I think they just thought like I was a creature that ate rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, like a golem.
From like Neverending Story? Yeah.
From Neverending Story.
Let's give this Goron a rock in a sandwich.
And finally, I've said this on the podcast before, and yeah, this is horrific. Look,
there are completists out there who are like, we know what's coming.
I was on a date at this is a long time ago. Don't worry, I don't go on dates anymore. The Scottish Steakhouse there, the my favorite place.
Tam O'Shanter.
Tam O'Shanter. I love Tam O'Shanter.
LA institution.
I love Tam O'Shanter. I love it. And I shouldn't tell this story, but I ate my it was cream corn. I ate my cream corn, and there was a hair in it, and I started to pull the hair. And I felt it coming out of my throat. Like, it was such a long hair. I was like, oh. And my date was like, oh, shit, I'm turned on right now.
Guys, that's our show. Thanks so much, Red Gerwer.
Thank you, everybody.
Zach Reno and Jess McKenna from Off Book.
Hell yeah.
Thanks to everyone here at the Rio Theater. Until next time, for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, and McGuire, happy eating.
See you. Thank you, Vancouver. You guys rule.
And you know they can never be right. The fat boys are bad. Do you like it, the fat boys?
Next week on Doughboys, let the Tournament of Champions begin. All March long, it's Munch Madness 2020, the Tournament of Champions, Mac Attack. We eat through 64 McDonald's dishes to determine the single best menu item in a single elimination tournament, featuring an all-star lineup of fan-favorite guests. And the tournament continues each week on the Doughboys Double, so don't miss a second of the snackshin. Subscribe at patreon.com/doughboys. That's patreon.com/doughboys. Sources for this week's intro are in the episode description.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.